This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief or a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord our God, almighty and loving Father, you have given us, your people, a reliable and caring guide to lead us to you and to one another, your Son, our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Stir our hearts with the words of the gospel as the message of good news for us today. And help us to hear God's voice also in the silence of our faith, in the groaning of our miseries, and in the words of encouragement and joy of the shepherds of your church and of everyone who has a good word for us. For these too speak and call our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Last Sunday's announcement by Father Marty at the 10:15 a.m. Eucharist about the nearly $2,900,000 that has been pledged to make room in the Inn capital campaign confirmed for me what it means to know and to recognize the voice of our shepherd, Jesus Christ. How we responded with our commitments, how we responded with our pledges, how we reacted to that announcement says a lot about how we are listening to the voice of our good shepherd and willing to follow him. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, and therefore I wish to reflect with you on knowing the voice and how we respond to that voice. As related in Scripture at the time of Jesus, sheep did indeed know the voice of their shepherds. And indeed they did, and they still do now, flee away from any voice of other shepherds because the voices of others are strangers. They do not know those voices. Sheep then and still now follow the voice of the one they do know, the one who tends to them carefully, the one who loves them and guides them, the one who truly will lay down his life for them. Now, sheep in biblical times were not raised simply to be slaughtered at the age of one. Rather, they were raised primarily for their wool. Therefore, they remained with the flock all of their lives. And as a result of living with the flock all of their lives, they developed a relationship with that shepherd that spanned many years. A relationship in which they had time to become familiar with the shepherd and to become familiar with the places where the shepherd would lead them. Those still waters, those green pastures that we hear about in Psalm 23, where our souls can go and be revived, as well as the places of danger, which we often have to travel through in order to arrive to a good place. Those places where the shepherd's crook and rod also will protect and guide us away from hazards and away from dangers, as they're spoken of, especially in the gospel today, where thieves and robbers will come and steal and kill and destroy us. And so Jesus, in speaking of himself, says in today's gospel, the sheep know the voice of their shepherd, and they follow him, and they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of the stranger. How quickly our young pilgrims realize that fact when we are there on the island of Iona, Scotland, an island of grass and rocks and sheep. No matter where you go, you run into sheep. And the kids want to become familiar with the sheep, even just to simply pet them. But they are strangers. The sheep do not know them. So they will constantly be fleeing or make sure that they keep a safe distance. The problem that we have today, indeed, has always been a problem, is in coming to recognize and to know the voice of Christ, our Good Shepherd, in the midst of all the voices that are speaking around us in the world. And how also to recognize and know the voice of the Good Shepherd in the midst of all those voices, either in our heads or in our hearts. It is a problem. And it's not a new problem. It is a problem that all persons have. It is a problem that is indicative of every church, every denomination, no matter how many churches you have, no matter how large or small the church is. The problem is, how do we decide what the Lord is telling us? How do we know what we are hearing all around us or within us is right or wrong or good or bad. It's not enough, my friends, to say to oneself, well, self, you know, our good shepherd would never say anything about politics or about how we run our business affairs or run our lives and relationships. Jesus is only concerned about our souls. It is not enough to say that because that simply is quite untrue. Jesus had a lot to say about our attitudes and our actions in regard to money and material things and relationships. And most of all, what he said and did, even though all that he was doing was healing people and casting out demons and telling folks to love and to forgive one another, all that he did was regarded as political enough to get him into deep, deep trouble. And ultimately, the decision was made, we need to get rid of him. And so he was hung on the cross. Indeed, one person's politics is another person's religion. Anyone's religion is often turns out to be someone else's politics. So how do we explain why Christians are still being killed in increasing numbers across the world simply because they bear the name of Christ Jesus? How do we explain the promise that comes from the book of Revelation, the promise that we, like Christ himself, will be regarded as lambs to be slaughtered by the great powers that seek to dominate this world until the judgment day comes? No, it is not enough for us to say uncritically, unreflectively, that what some people say to us in the name of our Lord about this or that is wrong. Nor is it enough to say uncritically or unreflectively that what some people say to us in the name of the Lord about this or that is right. What it is for us is simply to listen. To listen to the various voices around us and through us, and then reflect on them prayerfully. Diligently study it with the Word of God. And in quiet and peaceable dialogue with others whose wisdom we know to be Christ-like, ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? What would the Spirit of Jesus put into our hearts to hear, to know, and to live? What would Jesus have us do and say today about problems in the Mideast, about the war in Iraq, about HIV and hunger in Africa, about rampant poverty and lack of health care and obesity among young children, about issues of leadership and sexuality that divide the denominations and churches, about our control, out of control, consumerism, and tendency to think about our own happiness in regard to what is moral and being able to think of others first. These questions, my friend, can only be answered by us and for us as individuals, as family, as congregations, as denomination, as we continue to have a relationship with Christ and with one another. A relationship like the sheep to the shepherd and to all the other sheep in the flock. A relationship in which we spend time with one another, eating, celebrating, rejoicing, finding time to be together in silence, playing, clustering, being together and supporting one another in times of danger, praying, listening, and listening even more. And even then, the answer that we receive in our hearts may not be the same answer that comes to our neighbor's heart. Though I think you would be surprised how often, in fact, the answers that we do get are the same when we try in all earnestness to listen to Christ and to follow his voice. The important thing is not that we come up with the answer. but that in listening and struggling with the issues of daily life and the life of our community and our denomination and our churches, that we live the answers we already have been given by our Good Shepherd. Those answers that I believe we could reflect upon as being holy manners. Those things that Jesus has already told us that we need to be about. Answers that were given by the Spirit to St. Paul as he writes it in the book of Thessalonica. And I read, God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another. Build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Live in peace with each other. Encourage the timid. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Be joyful always. Pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Our shepherd's voice is clear about how we should live and act. It is clear about the attitude that we need to have, even though we may count some around us as friends and see others as enemies. And if we have trouble just figuring out what the shepherd is trying to tell us about the big issues that are involved in our family or our denomination, we cannot go wrong by doing those things that the shepherd has already told us to do. Trusting no matter what. No matter what the valley of the shadow of death has us wandering into, no matter how dangerous it gets, and if we keep on following the voice we already know, the voice we have already heard, our shepherd will keep us safe and will bring us to his house to live forever. If you and I persist in listening to and following the voice of our Good Shepherd in the little things, those little things that really make a difference, the things that relate to how we ought to love God and how we ought to love one another. And if we devote ourselves, as did the first church from the moment of Pentecost, by simply teaching the words of the apostles and being in fellowship and breaking bread and praying for one another, then we will discover with great clarity within us what God is saying and what God wants us to do. And with that, too, we will discover a great sense of peace. Peace among us. Peace within us. A peace that endures, even though thieves and robbers are trying to steal it away. A peace that brings praise and glory to our God because of what others will see in us. I close with this very simple illustration. A famous actor was once a guest of honor at a social gathering where he had received many requests to recite favorite excerpts from various literary works. In that gathering also was an elderly preacher who happened to have asked the actor if he would recite the 23rd Psalm. The actor said to him on one condition, I'll recite the psalm if you also recite it after me. The actor's recitation was so beautifully intoned with great dramatic emphasis. And when he was done, he received a lengthy applause. Now the preacher's voice was rough and broken from many, many years of preaching, and his diction was no longer polished. But when he finished, there was not a dry eye in the room. Someone leaned over to the actor and asked him, what do you think made the difference? And And the actor replied, "I know the psalm, but he knows the shepherd." Know the shepherd. Listen to the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Know the shepherd. Amen.